650 AM WSM.
How about the names Harold Bradley and Charlie McCoy? They're in the Hall of Fame, and they've all worked with Rich Price. The Singing Sierran, host of Cheyenne Country on Heartland Television. He's coming up in about 10 minutes. It's Coffee, Country, and Charlie.
The Legend, 650 AM.
Happy holidays, 650 AM, WSN. Merry California Christmas to you all. Little boys and girls love it, one and all. And the Christmas trees of green are the prettiest sights I've seen. And the mistletoe is decked throughout the hall. The Sierra snow is slowly falling down. And Western Christmas joy is all around. From Napa Valley's warm sweet wine to San Diego's bright sunshine. Merry California Christmas to you all. And all our old friends gather just to sing the songs we love. And happiness and friendship seems to come from up above. But California Christmas is the best. And Santa Claus just loves the dear old West. From the sunlit Golden Gate to the Sierras wide and great, Merry California Christmas to you all. And all our old friends gather just to sing the song of love and happiness and seems to come from up above. From the sunlit Golden Gate to the Sierras wide and great, Merry California Christmas to you all. Oh, Merry California Christmas to you all.
Well, from Music City, USA, a Merry California Christmas to you all. And if you are watching on the Heartland Network, a familiar face in studio, the host of Cheyenne Country on Heartland TV and many different networks throughout the United States, a pleasure to welcome the Singing Sierran Rich Price to 650 AM WSM. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, Charlie. Thank you so much.
Well, we've been visiting for about 10 minutes off the air. I already feel like old friends. We've got a California planned trip. You're going to pick me up, and we're going to tour. We're going to do the San Joaquin Valley. We're going to go down to Monterey. You're going to take me all over the place.
We may leave before the interview's
yeah,
over.
Yeah, there you go. Well, obviously, that is a song that hits home for you, because California has been home and continues to be for many, many years, huh?
It does. It sure does. And it's good to be spending Christmas down here and bringing a Merry California Christmas to everybody here in Nashville, Tennessee.
Now, certainly all of my life I have heard of the San Joaquin Valley. I did not realize how long of a stretch that valley really is until you were telling me off the air just how expanse of space that really is.
Yeah, it's cowboy country.
Yeah.
It runs from Bakersfield, which is just above Los Angeles, probably about 300 miles up to the Oregon border.
Wow.
And it's been home to Merle Haggard and Buck Owens.
Sure. And your part of it is north, though, right? You're in the
just
northern part.
Right
of
about
it.
The middle.
Yeah, okay.
Right at the entrance to Yosemite.
Oh, wow. I can't imagine what a picturesque place that would be.
It really is. Yeah. And it's just about 3 hours up the road from where Buck and Merle spent so much time in Bakersfield.
Yeah, wow. Well, that song was found on an album called Spirit of Yosemite, and we're going to feature another one in just a little bit. But, boy, you have worked and recorded in Nashville with some of the guys who would be on the A-list of A-lists in not only country music, but all genres of music. Tell some of the folks who were on this project.
Oh, they're the best family of friends and musicians and Nashvillians and legends. there's wonderful Harold Bradley and Charlie McCoy and Joey Miskelin and Jimmy Capps and...
Well, Joey would be Joey Miskelin, if folks are fans of Riders in the Sky, would know Joey the Cow Polka King as the accordionist there. And, of course, Jimmy Capps is in the Musicians Hall of Fame. And, boy, Harold Bradley and Charlie McCoy in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Friends you've known for a while or first time in studio with that group?
We started recording together about three and a half years ago, and I feel like they're family now.
Sometimes it just feels right.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Of course, I felt like they were family all my life before I met them, and I was so glad to meet them.
Yeah, I guess when folks are in your musical landscape, you're in for decades, there is that kind of familiarity before you ever even met them.
That it's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true, and I was so honored to work with another member of the family, Andy Reese. And
oh,
Andy
yeah.
is from San Francisco, and he came back here to this wonderful place about 20, 25 years ago.
Wow. Well, for folks who haven't seen Cheyenne Country, tell us a little bit about the show that folks can see on the Heartland Network.
Well, we're just so glad to be visiting with everybody. Cheyenne Country is a family-friendly country show that's broadcast around our country, and it's in Australia and Europe and New Zealand. And I think we're in a lot of, I think we have some outlets in Russia even.
Oh, wow. Well, the music is universal, isn't it?
It sure yeah. is. It sure is.
And for those watching on Heartland, they can see the beautiful attire you're in this morning. But this is not just a costume. This is your life. I mean, this is who you are. Yeah.
It is, and it's so good to be right down here with... Well, the place where our music starts and emanates from. And
yeah. You can find out more, by the way, at CheyenneCountry.tv for networks and times throughout the United States. And Rich Price's website, The Singin' Sierran, is Rich Price, TheSinginSierran.com. And folks around Middle Tennessee will have a couple of chances to see you in the coming days. You are going to be in Grinders Switch in Centerville for the Grinders Switch Hour on Saturday morning. And then one of the great events on a Sunday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, is Cowboy Church over at the Texas Troubadour Theater. And the Reverend Yates, I believe, is still manning the pulpit at the Troubadour Theater, but that's going to be a fun morning too, huh?
It'll be wonderful, and we're looking forward to having everyone coming out and visiting and shaking hands with everybody.
Yeah. So you're going to play live too? I mean, a chance to folks to hear some songs during Cowboy
Charlie.
Church? Yeah. Yeah. Do you like a full band, or you do acoustic, or a little bit of everything?
We're going to do it with the full band down at Grinder Switch.
Oh wow, pretty cool. Yeah. Harold Bradley is one of those everyone you mentioned certainly is of legendary status, but Harold Bradley is one of those guys that is just so influential in the history of Nashville music, and along with Owen as well. And being in the studio with him, what was that experience like? I can't imagine the wisdom that comes from that guy.
Yeah. Well, great words, Charlie. You can probably just judge by what it was like, the way I'm stuttering. It was so good to be with him. And, of course, I just grew up listening to his music, mm-hmm. and it's all I know. And being able to visit with him and call him a member of the family now, and be able to be creating our music together and being here doing it with him is indescribable. I can't tell you how much I love him.
When did songwriting and music really become a big part of your life? Early on?
Yeah, I think just from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Just from the beginning.
Yeah. But when did it become a career? When did it become, this is what I'm going to do?
I think from the beginning.
Yeah.
All I ever really loved to do was get on the back of a horse and ride the High Sierra trails and put into our emotions to communicate with people, mm-hmm. our feelings through our songs. It's all I've ever really known and loved and done.
Technology may have changed a few things. I imagine a few decades ago, if you thought of a great line or a great song or a great hook, you'd have to wait a few hours and pray, please don't let me forget this. Now you could almost dictate it into a phone and it would remember it.
Yes, so true.
We're going to feature a song off the new project called Nashville, Tennessee. Tell me the backstory on that a little bit.
Well, that feeling. Every time I leave here, I always just hate leaving so much, and I always think to myself, when will I be returning? Uh-huh. And I was just thinking that each time the airplane takes me from Nashville, Tennessee, I just ask the Lord in heaven when my return might be.
Yeah.
And I was thinking it makes me sad to say goodbye to what's all the world to me each time the airplane takes me from Nashville, Tennessee. And
hey, those would be some good lyrics, Frank Sears. Let's write the... Oh, I bet you they've already been used. That is Rich Price. And this features... We mentioned Harold Bradley and Charlie McCoy and Jimmy Capps. This song features all of those guys,
it sure
right?
does.
All right.
And Andy Reese. And...
Yep. The Singing Sierra and Rich Price. This is Nashville, Tennessee on 650 AM WSM.
Each time the airplane takes me from Nashville, Tennessee, I ask the Lord in heaven when my return might be. It makes me sad to say goodbye to what's all the world to me. Each time the airplane takes me from Nashville, Tennessee, I love the guitars ringing and the love the pickers send. I love the voices singing, with my heart and soul they blend. And I love the southern woodlands, the hills, the music scene, and one who's waiting there for me in Nashville, Tennessee. Takes me from Nashville, Tennessee. I ask the Lord in heaven when my return might be. It makes me sad to say goodbye to what's all the world to me. Each time the airplane takes me from Nashville, Tennessee, it makes me sad to say goodbye to what's all the world to me. Each time the airplane takes me from Nashville, Tennessee.
That's the Singing Sierra, and Rich Price, host of Cheyenne Country on Heartland Television and seen not only around the United States but around the world in Nashville, Tennessee. That features Hall of Famers Harold Bradley and Charlie McCoy and Musicians Hall of Famer Jimmy Capps. And this is not just a fun trip for you. This is a working trip. You're going to be doing some interviews for Cheyenne Country over the next couple of days as well, Rich, huh?
Yeah, we're going to be visiting with some of the wonderful family tomorrow, and Jen's going to be visiting with them and interviewing them, and she does such a wonderful, great job visiting with their family of friends. And
T. Graham Brown and T.G. Shepherd among the folks that'll be there, Jimmy Capps and Bobby Tomberlin. Boy, he's got a good new record out, too.
He sure does.
Yeah, so Colin Ray, Paulette Carlson from Highway 101. One of your early favorites in country music was a guy that is also in the Country Music Hall of Fame and a legend, and I think almost everybody who's ever around him probably has a Hank Snow story. But Hank is one of those guys that hit you early on, huh?
Yeah, I think in first hearing him, I just loved his sound, and he became a great inspiration to me and became my idol.
Jennifer tells me, if prompted, you will deliver us a pretty good Hank Snow imitation. Could you do a...
It's hard to not imitate him because I loved him so much.
Yeah, Jennifer Herron is who I'm referencing. Your cohort and PR person on this trip as well. Jennifer, of course, formerly of WSM. There's a lot of formerly of WSMs in this city. It's kind of but Rich Price is our in studio guest but Mr. Snow was a character though, wasn't he? He was that voice was so unique and that personality was so unique. I could see how he could be influential.
Yeah, it seemed like every second of his records were an inspiration to me.
And so when you start singing, is it hard not to be the person that you like so much and to find your own voice?
It is. It is. I'm still searching. It's hard to repress that big eight-wheeler rolling down the track. Need your true love and daddy and coming back. It's hard to get that out of my brain.
Oh, thank you for that. Well, again, you can see Rich this Saturday, 10 a.m. on the square, the Grinder Switch Hour in Centerville. And, of course, that is Minnie Pearl's home place. And this Sunday, 10 a.m. at Nashville Cowboy Church at the Texas Troubadour Theater and across the country on Heartland Television. And that is our radio home as well on Heartland TV for Coffee Country and Co.
We're looking forward to seeing everybody. Charlie, thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. And for folks who go see it, copies of the CDs will be available if they like what they've heard this morning.
We'd sure be proud to just have folks receive them.
All right. Jennifer, your merch girl, too. You got to make sure you count the till at the end of the day. Make sure she... Rich, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for coming to see us
on
WSM.
Thank you, Charlie. Thanks for letting me visit with you and everybody.
CheyenneCountry.tv and Rich Price, thesinginsierran.com for all the information on Rich Price.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. I'll have a blue heartache for certain. And when those blue memories start hurting, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas off white. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas.
Christmas music from Willie Nelson on 650 AM WSM. And what a fun visit with the singing Sierra and Rich Price. What a nice man. Host of Cheyenne Country on 650 AM WSM.